Hello, sweetie. This is Mistress Lysia, and welcome to your hands-free coming session. Just in case you didn't read the description properly, I just want to let you know what you're getting into. This session is a hypnosis session which is designed to condition you to only have hands-free orgasms from now on. You will be able to touch yourself in a teasing manner in order to intensify sexual arousal. But whenever you feel like you're close to ejaculating, you will stop touching the penis. If you want to ejaculate, you will need to do so without using your hands in any way to expedite the process. You will either need to 1. Come on command of a dominant woman without any physical help. Or 2. Come while rubbing your penis against something like a pillow without any handheld. Now, while this session is meant to condition your masturbation experiences from now on, it also provides you with an example of the orgasms you will be having for the rest of your life. I guide you through a teasing and denial process, telling you when and how to touch, and intensifying your level of sexual arousal, ultimately leading to a hands-free orgasm. So be sure that you have a pillow or other object handy, something to rub against if you think it will be necessary in order for hands-free ejaculation to occur. And remember, there is no hand use in your orgasms. This means that you're unable to use your hands in any way while coming. You'll need to set your rubbing object up in such a way that you will be able to rub up against it without holding or touching it at all with your hands. Some ideas are a pillow set on your bed or couch, a pillow held between your legs, a clean carpeted floor, or wearing tight, preferably spandex underwear. Perhaps you have your own creative idea. Either way, from now on, your orgasms will be created through intense tease and denial sexual arousal until you are so horny that touching with your hands simply isn't necessary anymore. Okay, I hope you got all that. Right now, I want you to get yourself into a fairly comfortable position, either lying on your bed or sitting in a chair. And I just want you to focus on my voice and follow my instructions. It's very easy to follow my instructions, which I'm sure you know by now. And I just want you to listen to my voice and take in a very deep breath through your nose right now. And then I want you to exhale through your mouth. Very good. And right now, you might feel your eyelids becoming more and more heavy. You might find them beginning to close down. Closing down all the way. Very good. And as you listen to my voice, you're feeling very focused. Very focused on my words and only my words. If you hear any sounds in the background, it's okay to hear them. They just serve to bring you deeper into a trance. Any thoughts that you might have that come into your mind real quickly, it's fine to let them come into your mind. Those as well only serve to bring you deeper into an entranced state of being where you are highly suggestible. Right now, you might feel your eyelids begin to tighten. Tighten your eyelids. You might try to resist the tightening of your eyelids, but the more you try to resist, the more difficult it becomes. The more difficult it becomes to resist, the more you try. You might try to resist the tightening of your eyelids, and you'll only find that it becomes more difficult. You're feeling very focused on my voice right now, very highly suggestible. And with every word I say, you become more and more suggestible, more and more entranced. And right now, your hands are at either side of your body. Your left hand's on the left side of your body. Your right hand is on the right side of your body. And as you listen to my voice right now, falling deeper into an entranced state of being, you feel your right arm begin to stiffen. Your right arm is becoming more and more stiff right now, just listening to my voice. It's just something that's naturally occurring, and it feels very good. The more your arm stiffens, the more deeply entranced you become. It's stiffening harder and harder right now. Stiffening so much that it rises off. Whatever it's been laying on, your right arm is rising right now. Just rising in front of you. Rising until it's perpendicular to your body. And the more you try to resist, the stiffening and rising of your arm, the more difficult it becomes to resist. You might try to resist right now. Try to resist the stiffening and rising of your right arm. And you'll find it becomes more difficult to resist. And right now, your arm is perpendicular to your body, very stiff and rigid, out in front of you. Now, sweetie, I'm going to count from 5 to 0. Each number I say will loosen your arm just a little bit. Loosen that right arm just a tad until I hit the number 0. And that's when your arm will fall flat at your side, limp, completely and totally relaxed. And at that point, you'll be deep into a trance, more deeply entranced than ever before. Starting now. 5. Falling deeper and deeper under my spell. Arm becoming a little more loose right now, a little less rigid. 4. Very good. A little less rigid, feeling those muscles loosen up just a tad. 3. You love listening to my voice and being hypnotized by me. 2. Falling deeper and deeper, the arm becoming more and more loose and relaxed. 1. Becoming more and more empty, more and more heavy. And 0. You are asleep. Deep sleep. And whenever you hear me mention the words deep sleep, you will immediately fall quickly and deeply into an entranced state of being. You feel very deeply hypnotized right now.
So good.
And the sound of my voice only serves to bring you deeper and deeper into a trance. Your arms are very relaxed, and your eyelids are becoming more and more relaxed. They remain closed, but very, very relaxed and hypnotized. You love being hypnotized by me. And whenever I say the words velvet scarf, you become 10 times more horny than you already are. This is just the way things are and the way things must be. Whenever you hear me say the words sweetie, you fall 10 times deeper into a trance than you already are. Whenever you hear or read the name Mistress Lycia, your very intense feelings of romantic and sexual love for me. Very good. And you are only able to ejaculate without using your hands anymore. That's right, sweetie. And right now, as you listen to my voice, your penis is becoming more and more horny and stiff. The word stiff coming from my lips and my voice automatically begins to make your penis more and more stiff and rigid. Nor falling deeper into a trance with every single word I say. Deep sleep. Just the mention of deep sleep brings you deep into a trance automatically. And you love listening to my voice, so it becomes more and more easy to obey. You are very highly suggestible, simply a puppet through which I act, and you enjoy being my puppet very much. You enjoy what I do to your mind, and you desire to be reprogrammed by me. You're feeling more and more stiff and horny. Your penis is becoming more and more hard. On the head of your penis, it's becoming more and more swollen, so that it increases in width. Your testicles are becoming more and more full and heavy because of the ejaculatory fluids that's held within its rounds. And you're falling deeper into a trance. The more deep I take you into a trance, the more sexually aroused you become. That's right. And your hands remain at your sides. Very good. You have the strong desire to touch your penis, but you know that you must wait for my permission in order to do so. Whenever you get close to having an orgasm from now on, you will immediately stop touching your penis if you had been touching it prior to the feeling of the need to ejaculate. From now on, sweetie, you can only have orgasms without touching your penis. If you try to keep touching your penis, then you feel very guilty and very uncomfortable. If you try to keep touching your penis when you're about to have an orgasm, it feels very uncomfortable and very wrong. So you will need to stop touching your penis, and you will only be able to come without using your hands in any way to assist the process. Very good. Deeper and deeper right now. Remember that this session is all about your masturbation. If you ever have the opportunity to have sexual intercourse or to get a hand job or blow job from someone else, you are able to come normally. However, if you are ever alone and masturbating and desire to have an orgasm, you will only be able to have the orgasm without touching. In fact, you need to have orgasms without touching. Touching your penis during orgasms feels very uncomfortable and wrong. You will need to always rub up against something, such as a pillow, or your bed, or a clean carpeted floor. You will always need to rub up against something or just come spontaneously on command when a mistress tells you to. Sometimes people can come without hands if they're wearing tight underwear. You might invest in some tight stretch underwear that you can grind inside of in order to release your ejaculatory fluid, but you are only able to come without using your hands during the process. I'm going to count from 0 to 5, and with each number I say, you will become more and more awake and more alert. Upon my reaching the number 5, you will feel very good, alert, and horny. 0, feeling more and more awake and alert. 1, slowly coming back to reality. 2, very good, taking a nice deep breath. 3, feeling very positive. 4, very, very horny. And 5, you are awake. Well, hello there. I just thought I'd give you a little break from the trance state. It looks like your penis is very horny right now, isn't it? Horny penis. I bet you want to touch it. I certainly hope you're not touching it without my permission. Remember that when you're with me, you need my permission in order to even touch your horny penis. When you're not with me, you can touch your horny penis. Of course, you always need my permission in order to come. But remember, while you're with me, I control your mind and your body, okay, sweetie? And deeply.
Deeper and deeper.
You are very deeply entranced right now. Just the mere mention of deep sleep coming from my lips in my voice puts you automatically into a very special hypnotic trance. And every time I take you out of trance and I put you back in, I fall even deeper on time floor. So right now, you are even deeper into a trance than you were a moment ago. Feeling very good and very good. And your penis must throb between your legs. Right now, I want you to make sure your penis is naked and exposed to the air. and as long as your penis is naked, I want you to place three fingers at the very bottom of your penis shaft and slide those three fingers up all the way to the front, and then slide those fingers back down again to the base. And you might find yourself continuously sliding those three fingers up to the front of your penis and back velvet scarf down again, over and over, just lightly teasing your penis with three fingers. And because while under hypnosis you are simply a puppet through which I act, it is actually me doing the teasing. These are actually my fingers. You are just a puppet that I control and act through. And right throughout now, Scooty, your velvet scarf penis is becoming so achingly horny and stiff and aroused. Your testicles are so full of cum. It's kind of painful. You kind of want to beg me to allow you to jerk and stroke your penis with your full hand. But unfortunately, you are unable to beg me. And even if you were to beg me, sweetie, I would not let you at this point. I want your fingers to simply slide up and down the shaft of your penis. From the base to the head and back in the arms. Over and above, over again. Listening to my voice. You are unable to come using your hands. You will no longer use your hands when having an orgasm. And you can try to use your hands while having an orgasm, but it always feels very, very uncomfortable, and you immediately have to remove your hand from your horny penis while it is ejaculating. You either just come with the command of a dominant woman without any handheld whatsoever, or you may come rubbing your penis against it. These are the only ways you can ejaculate through masturbation anymore. Touch yourself until you feel like you're close to coming. And then when you actually begin to come, you must have both hands completely inactive. Not in you, just completely away from your penis. Completely away from everything. So deeply hypnotized right now. Always falling deeper under my spell. Relax and sit into your quiet state. And you might feel just a little bit of pre-cum dribble from the head of your penis right now. That's very good, sweetie. Find that pre-cum on your penis with your fingers. That's right, I want you to touch the pre-cum that just seeped out of your horny wee-wee head. And I want you to just rub it into the head of your penis and sleep deeper under my spell. Deep sleep. I control your penis. You are only able to come without using your hands. You can masturbate up to the point of almost coming. And then you must remove your hand in order to come. Now that the pre-cum is rubbed all over the head of your penis, keep your hands at your sides again. And I want you to say I only enjoy hands-free coming. I'll say it with you right now. I'll even count the numbers for you. Make sure you say this out loud. One, I only enjoy hands-free coming. Two, I only enjoy hands-free coming. Three, I only enjoy hands-free coming. Four, I only enjoy hands-free coming. Five, I only enjoy hands-free coming. Very good. I'm very proud of you, sweetie. You're very deeply entranced, and everything I say to you goes directly and deeply into your subconscious mind. Everything I say to you is true and will certainly take very strong and immediate effect on your waking life. Very good. Now, a moment ago, I told you to keep your hands at your sides, but now I want you to start stroking your penis.
Start touching.
I want you to stroke lightly, not quickly. Just lightly stroke your penis with your whole hand. How swollen the head of your penis is. Your testicles are so full, and your penis is pulsating. Yes. Mistress Lysia controls your mind, and you know that whatever I say is the ultimate truth.
And that's why you no longer enjoy orgasms using your hands.
You can only have orgasms without the use of your hands if you are alone and no one is around to assist you. You are only allowed to have hands-free orgasms. If you have an orgasm with your hand, it will be a complete bummer of an orgasm. You will not enjoy it at all, sweetie. You only enjoy orgasms in which neither of your hands are in use at all. And you love the fact that I play you this way, that I control you so much, that you are unable to have an orgasm using your hands at all anymore. You must always either come on command of a dominant woman, or you must orgasm rubbing up against something like a pillow or a clean carpeted floor. Perhaps just grinding in a pair of underwear, tight spandex underwear. You're so horny right now, aren't you? I see how horny your penis is. I know how badly you want to come. You want to come, sweetie? You wish I was there so that you could beg me. You would crawl on the floor, wouldn't you, sweetie? You would beg on your hands and knees with your penis pointed directly towards me like an arrow. That's very cute. Now stop touching your penis right now. Your hand is drawn away from your penis. Aw, poor wee wee. Look at your condition, sweetie. Your penis is just throbbing and bobbing in the air. Velvet scar. Just like I like it, with that little bit of pre-cum dripping down the top. Very cute. Now I want you to take your fingers and rub that pre-cum into the head of your penis. Just your sensitive, swollen mushroom head. Rub that cute little drop of pre-cum into the mushroom of your penis. It feels so good to move in your hands. You are only able to ejaculate without using your hands anymore. Very good. And you feel so horny. I want you to begin to stroke your penis again. Stroke your horny penis. Just like whenever I take you in and out of trance, you fall deeper than the time before when I bring you back in. The same occurs when I have you stop playing with your penis and make you play with it again. Every time I take away your ability to touch your penis and then give it back to you, you become much more horny than the time before. Same with the hypnosis, bringing in and out brings you deeper than the time before. Teasing and denying you makes you more and more horny and desperate to come than ever before. Very good. Would you like to have an orgasm, sweetie? Why don't I beg you right now about the scar? Beg the recording, sweetie. Beg Mistress Lysia's voice to let you have an orgasm. So please, Mistress Lysia, let me have a hands-free orgasm. Very, very cute. Falling deeper into a trance, and your mention of deep sleep automatically brings you deeply and quickly into a trance. This is very, very powerful, sweetie. I have control over your mind. I have complete control over your mind, body, and soul. And I definitely control your horny penis. You love that I brought you to this point, where you will be helplessly humping things in your house. And you will also be just ejaculating into thin air without even touching anymore. Because Mistress Lysia has teased and denied you so much that it's simply not necessary to touch with your hands. You can shoot your load everywhere and anywhere without even touching. This is how it is from now on. And whenever you listen to this session, this behavior and ability will be more and more deeply embedded into your subconscious mind. More and more deeply embedded. And more and more trance, completely trance, that you can only ever come without using your hands. And you have very good orgasms when you come without using your hands. But if you ever try to touch your penis with your hands while you're having an orgasm, you'll feel very lost and uncomfortable and guilty. And you want to avoid those feelings. So you will only have hands-free orgasms from now on. Would you like to have an orgasm, sweetie? Your throb penis is so warming, isn't it? Well, either I hope you have your object right there with you, or I hope that you're just going to be able to come straight into thin air without even having to rub up against something.
That's right.
I want you to be in your situation where you're prepared to have an orgasm without using your hands. Put your hands at your sides again. That's very good. Put your hands at your sides. If you need to hold on to the arms of a chair or something like that, you can do that. But there is no touching your penis or assisting the object that you want to rub against your penis with your hands. You must keep your hands at your sides. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And with every number I say, you will become more and more horny and ready to burst out of your penis hole. By the time I reach 3, you will completely burst out of your penis hole, completely hands-free, using only your grinding capabilities. You must come on command for your goddess. This is how things are and how they will be forever. Starting now. 1. More and more horny and aroused, feeling so good. 2. Throb velvet scarf, sweetie, I love teasing your baby. And 3. Come right now, velvet scarf. You must come on command without using your hands for Mistress Lysia. Very good. Hands free coming from your horny little penis. Very, very good, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. All that kind of shooting out of your penis without even using your hands. Such a good boy. Such a good slave, just like I want you to be. Just like I always dreamed to be coming, sweetie. Just coming on command without even using your hands. Aw, my cute slave. So precious. Might want to get that cleaned up. So what I'm going to do is wake you from the trance. When you're awoken from the trance, you will not remember anything I've said to you during this recording, but everything I've said will be deeply embedded in your subconscious mind where it will remain and take immediate effect on your behavior and your life. You will awake with a very good feeling of positive well-being. You'll feel very alert and functional and self-confident. Starting now. 0. Becoming more and more awake and alert. 1. Roll your eyes around in your head. Wiggle your toes. 2. Feeling very good and functional. 3. More and more awake and alert. 4. Take a deep breath into your body. And 5. You are awake. Hello there. Well, that was a fun one. Definitely turned me on. You know how I like the teasing and denial. And the thought of a guy coming without even using his hand and just shooting all over the place is very hot. And I like the fact that I'm the one who's doing this to you in your mind. So I hope that you enjoyed this, and I hope that you listen to it again and again, so that I can imagine you just shooting your cum everywhere without even using your hands ever. That's how I want all my slaves to be. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, sweetie.